We begin the current daf, Masechtas Nedarim, daf Pei Beis. We begin 10 lines down from the top of the Yamin, where the Gemara introduces a halacha that reflects on the halacha of our Mishnah on daf Ayin Tes. And that is, this parak we started defining the parameters of this halacha that a father or a husband can be mefer, can nullify the Nedarim of the woman. Now, however, it's not just any neder, any vow that she takes. It has to fit into one of two categories. Our Mishnah spoke about the primary one, which are called Inu Nefesh, things that afflict the soul. And then there's another subcategory called Dvarm Shebeinoy Lebeinu, where if it's not afflicting her soul, but it affects their relationship, so then he could be made for it too. However, that has less an ability to be made for, because it only does it for himself. But if, let's say, she would get married to someone else, then actually her neder that she had taken when she was married to him would actually take effect to that other person. But if it's Inu Nefesh, it's across the board that he could be made for such a neder. Now, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah exactly what are the nedarim of Inu Nefesh, but whatever they are, that's the husband's rights. Now, that the Gemara introduces the following halacha. Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Shmuel said the name of Levi. Kol nedarim bal mefer le'ishtoi. So every vow that a woman takes, as long as they're in nedarim of Inu Nefesh, afflicting of the soul, a husband can be made for when his wife takes such a neder. Chutz, except min hanosi al ploini she'ena mefer, except if, although that there it would be an element, let's say, of Inu Nefesh, but it wouldn't be her experiencing the Inu Nefesh. Rather, it would be someone else. She's saying that I'm forbidden to give pleasure to somebody else, then he would not be able to be made for such a neder, because it wouldn't be affecting their relationship. Moreover, it wouldn't be a neder of Inu Nefesh. It wouldn't be afflicting her soul, maybe someone else. Avol hanois ploini alai mefer, but the other way around, when she says that the pleasure of that person is forbidden to me, then the husband could be mefer. And the reason being is because there would be Inu Nefesh. So although that the neder is only taken from somebody else, and that somebody else is only one person, still she might have to come on to that person for something at some point, where if she's not going to be able to get it from that person because all pleasure she forbid from this person, she got in a fight with a certain person. So you know what? She tells her husband, this person I'm taking neder, I'm never having pleasure from him, from her again. So that the husband says, Mufalechi, he could be made for that type of a neder, because that fits into the category of Inu Nefesh that she's now not going to be able to get maybe what she needs one day from this other woman that she's in a fight with. So on that halacha of Shmuel, the Gemara asks from Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah qualified, according to everybody, what's considered neder of Inu Nefesh. Peiris medinizu alai. Now, so it said, although if, let's say, someone says, the peiris from the whole world is forbidden to me. So that's, of course, Inu Nefesh, and of course it can be made for. But if, let's say, she says that city, that state, that country, the fruits of that place is forbidden to me, on that actually the Mishnah said, Yavi lo memedina acheres, he could bring fruits to her from somewhere else. And therefore, what the Mishnah was saying was that actually the fruits of that Medina are going to be forbidden on her, and he cannot be made for it, because it's just from one place, you can get it from somewhere else. So it's not an Inu Nefesh. What do you mean? She's not going to get fruits? Of course she can get. She can get from somewhere else. Now, the difficulty on Shmuel, therefore, is if we say that even in regards to a whole country of their fruits, all the more so when she just takes one person and says, that one person I'm not going to have enough from, of course he can't be made for. Because if from a whole country she can't have the hana of the Paris, and still we say, okay, there's other places, other fish in the sea, so to over here. Why is he, according to Shmuel, allowed to be made for the neder when she takes from one person? So fine, so she can't have enough from that person. There's a lot more women out there, or friends, or whatever it is that you get hanah from. So we see that it's only when it would be something global or unilateral, that would be something that we call Inu Nefesh. But when it's just one, even one country, it's not. For sure, when it's one person, it's how does Shmuel say that that's considered Inu Nefesh that you could be made from? So Amar Rav Yosef, he actually gives a whole new spin and interpretation of the halacha of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is told about the Ka'amra Shetavi, which the Gir says, Shetavi Ato. Our Mishnah is told about specifically, when she took this neder, Peiris Medina Zu Alai, when she took the neder of all the fruits of that country is forbidden to me, that's not just that case, because that would be like Shmuel, for sure that would be a neder of Inu Nefesh. Because even just one person being totally forbidden, you could be made for, like Shmuel said, and for sure it's the whole country. But she said, not just that all the fruits of the country are forbidden to me, she said, Im Tavi Ata, it's forbidden for me to have those fruits from that country if you bring it to me. Now the inference of that is, but if someone else brings it to me, then it's not forbidden to me to have enough from that. Now, since there is a way for her to get the fruits from that country, from that city, from that state, through someone else. So that's why it's not comparative to Shmuel's halacha of Hanos ploying the alai, where there's no way of getting from that person because she gave a unilateral kainim, an isser of a neder from that person. So therefore, Rav Yosef says that's the difference. You're right. If she would have just said kainim pays medina zu alai, of course it could be made for it. That is inu nefesh, because even one person is considered inu nefesh. But it's talking about that the fruits of that country is forbidden for you to bring to me, she tells her husband. So okay, so that's not a neder of inu nefesh, because even from that country, there are other people that could bring it to her. Now, on that, the Ran asks, if that's the case, well then why did the Mishnah say that when it said why it's not a neder of inu nefesh and it can't be made for it because yavid lo medina acheres, fine, you can't bring it from that country, bring it from a different country, so it's not a neder of inu nefesh. And that the Ran asks, the way Rav Yosef is interpreting now, that's not what the Mishnah should have said. The Mishnah should have said, Yavi lo achar mi peris ois medina. You don't have to even go to a different country. Let somebody else bring it for her from this country. Because she only made it forbidden to get it from her husband through that country. Why does the Mishnah say you have to bring it from a different medina? So now the Ran says, what you could say is, the reason why the Mishnah said it in the words of Yavi lo achar mi medina acheres, that the husband, okay, fine, you're right, he can't bring it from this country, but it can bring from a different one, and therefore it's not a neder of inu nefesh, was because if there actually was no options for the husband, even though there would be options, as we're explaining, for someone else to bring it, let's say from this country, he actually would be able to be made for the neder. And the reason being is because, as we find in the Reish of the Mishnah, which we said, let's say she says koinim peris oilam alai, when she says all the fruits of the world are forbidden to me, where the Mishnah there says that it could be made for her because she made the whole world forbidden on her, but you have to keep in mind the way Rav Yosef is interpreting the cases of the Mishnah right now, that would also be talking about that she said, Shetaviyata. She's not saying all the fruits of the world are forbidden on her. It's only if you, my husband, are going to bring it for me, or I'm not taking from you any fruits, of even from the world. Because it's obviously, we're comparing it to the case of the Sefer, which Rav Yosef is explaining, is so much Shetaviyata. And still, in spite of that, even though someone else could bring her the fruits of the world, still, since there's no options with her husband, that's why the Mishnah says in the Reisha, Hareza Yafer, he could be made for it. Why? Because essentially what that would be like Shmuel's halacha. Because it would be like when she says, Hanoz plainly lie, because she can't get pleasure from her husband, because all the fruits of the world he can't bring her. So therefore, the Sefer also says it in the way of the husband's option, that Yavi Lamabdin Acheres, to say that because that's the reason in the Reisha why you could be Mefer, because although she could get fruits from the world, just anybody but her husband, but still since he would be out of the question, that would be like Hanos playing the lie. That would be one person where that's all you need according to Shmuel, which Rav Yosef is coming to explain his opinion to Mishnah, that would make you consider Inu Nefesh, and that is what the Mishnah is saying, that we don't have that option in the Sefer. Because whereas by the Reisha, where there was no option with the husband whatsoever, because any fruits of the world she made forbidden for him to bring to her, that's why he could be made for her. And that's what the Sefer is saying, that no, the Sefer is different, that there is an option through the husband from a Medina Acheres, and that's why he can't be made for her, because it's not a total Inu Nefesh, but it's not a total Inu Nefesh, not on the person and not on the geographical location. And we have to take care of those, both of those options. But the way the Mishnah said it was specifically regarding the husband, because it was contrasting to the halacha of the Reisha, which the reason why he could be made for there is not because of the geographical locations, because other people could bring it to her. It's only because he would be out of the question. And therefore, that's why he could be made for, and that we're saying in the Sefer, that he's not totally out of the equation, because he could bring her from other Medinas. But you're right, there's another element, another variable that's being addressed too, which is not only is, as our Gemara is addressing, which is not only is he not out of the question, but even that Medina itself is not out of the question, because other people could bring it to her. But that is what Rav Yosef answers for Shmuel regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, where you're right, if it was totally from Medina, one Medina even, that no one could bring it to her, then of course. But it's only Tomat that she told her husband, I'm not going to take from you from this Medina. So the Gemara continues asking on Shmuel from the Mishnah. Tashma, our Mishnah said, let's say Peris Chen Benizeh Olai. Let's say she says, you know this storekeeper? I'm done with this store. I'm taking a neder that all the fruits from this store are forbidden to me as a neder. So that the Mishnah said, Ein Yochel Hafer. So he can't be Mefer, because there's many stores in town. Now the problem is, according to Shmuel, all you need is one person that you're totally forbidden on, and here she's taking more than just one person. She's taking his whole store, or whatever it is. Maybe it's one person, but the point is that should be enough to be considered a neder of inu nefesh, according to Shmuel. I think my answer is Achanami the Karmer should tabi ata. Here it's the same thing. It's where she said to her husband, anytime you come now from that store, I'm not taking fruits from you. You bring me from different stores. Now, therefore, since she could still have anah from the fruits of that store with someone else bringing it to her from that store, and moreover, the other variable is that even the husband himself could bring it from other stores, so you took care of both of those options. You're not going to be unilaterally prohibited from any one subject, whether it be the person, in this case the husband, or the place, which in this case is the store, the chenbani. Either one, it's not totally, because other people could bring from this store, or even the husband could bring from other stores, and that is why he cannot be mefer. But the Gemara continues asking from our Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. But let's say that it's not just a regular store. This is the one store that gives him on credit, and this guy doesn't have enough money, and he only gets provided from this one store. So now the Mishnah said, Harezi Yafer. Then already, even though she only took from this one store, then he could be mefer. That's already being considered in the category of inu nefesh, because it's going to be, she's going to be starving, because he's not going to be able to provide for her from any other stores. So therefore, he could be mefer. Now that the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yosef, v'i amr to ka'amr shetabi'ata, if it's true, you like you, Rabbi Yosef, are interpreting, to resolve and reconcile Shmuel's halacha with our Mishnah, that were all the cases we're talking about are where she doesn't take totally from that thing, whether it be the fruits of the world, or this Medina, or this storekeeper, it's just shetavi'ata that you, my husband, bring from these places that I'm forbidden from. So then the question is, am I yofer? Why, even in this case where his whole parnasa is from this one storekeeper, could the husband be mefer? But she could have enough from this storekeeper through someone else. And moreover, the husband himself could go ahead essentially, even under maybe in more difficult circumstances, but he could technically get from another storekeeper. But the main point is, from this store where we thought that, okay, look, if I'm not going to bring you from this store because you took a neder, so that my last option is out, and I was saying it's not true because you're saying it's only shetaviyata, only the husband can bring from this store. But someone else could. Someone else could. So it's not totally unilaterally being forbidden from something. So why would our Mishnah say that it could be mefer? So there the Gemara concludes to refute the interpretation of Rabbi Yosef. Ella, rather, mid the Seifa, from the fact that we learned in the Seifa, what the case that we just discussed, Hareza Yafa, that he could be mefer, which we're talking about, that she took a neder, that all the fruits of this storekeeper, specifically the one that Parnasasi Mimena, this storekeeper that he for sure could get from, and we said that he could be mefer, that is, even though the loimaisi bal hava, it's not as we're proving, like Rav Yisrael had said, specifically of maisi bal, of that, like we said, shetaviyata, that you're going to bring it, in regards to the husband bringing. Rather, it's even would be talking about that she'd be bringing, and the reason being is because, as we said, because if she would only make herself forbidden from this store, even the primary store, the one that they could always get from, in contrast to all the other stores, would be only if her husband would be bringing, meaning shetaviyata, then we had asked the question, why would he be able to be mefer? It's not unilaterally closed off. It's not a total inu nefesh. Rather, as we said, must be that the safest talk about in all circumstances, that she made it usur on herself, even if she would be bringing it. Now, if that's the case, so that obviously all the cases of the Mishnah talk about the same type of categorization, so Reisha, and some have the gear Sanami, so therefore the Reisha also, where we learned when she says, Peris chen b'ni zeh alai, that the fruits of this storekeeper is forbidden on me, where it wasn't the one that Parnasasim, and it wasn't the one that they could always get a credit and always get provided for. And that, the Mishnah said, that Ein Yochel Hafri cannot be made for the neder, must be talking about the same type of a case, to Kamaisi Hi, where that she, even she's making it forbidden on herself in that store, not only if her husband would bring it, as we explained from the Sefer, even if she would bring it, and still we learned, Ein Yochel Hafri, that he cannot be mefer, which is not like Shmuel, because here she's unilaterally taking a neder from this store, although it's not the only store, but it's totally from this store. And according to Shmuel, if you take totally from one person or one object or one thing, then that's something that you might need to get hanah from, and therefore that's considered neder in the nefesh. But yet our Mishnah says he cannot be mefer, which is not like Shmuel. And the reason being is because, as the Rambam explains, there is essentially no difference between the case of the Reisha and the Seifa, which are both talking about the storekeeper. The only difference is that the Reisha is talking about that it wasn't that their sole provisions were from this storekeeper, but you're taking yourself, making yourself totally usher from this storekeeper. Whereas the Seifa is just talking about that their sole provisions are from this store. So therefore, essentially, we'd be talking about the same type of a case. And if we're proving from the second, from the Seifa, that when you say that this chenveni that's parnasasim meno, that you he could be mefer, obviously is talking about, as we proved, even when she's making that, that she's not going to take from there, no one's going to bigger from there. So therefore, the Reisha is also talking about that she's taking a total neder from there, and still we see that ein yochel hafer, but that refutes the halacha of Shmuel, who said when you take unilaterally from something, that then he could be mefer. So then the Gemara says, Ella, rather, the Gemara says, you're right. What you're proving is that the Reisha that was talking about when she took a neder, forbidding herself totally from even though just a regular store, is ein yochel hafer, is talking about that he cannot be mefer, and even udukam maisihi, and it's even talking about that you're right that she said even that she's not going to take from this store, not just shetavi atad the husband, no one could bring her from this store. Now, but then the question was, that seems to contradict Shmuel, because Shmuel said when you take unilaterally from something, then it is considered neder in nefesh and it could be made from. I think Moses says, no, not, it's not difficult to Shmuel. And the reason is we continue on Talmud Beis because of Masnit and Rabbi Yossi. This part of the Mishnah that we're quoting is from Rabbi Yossi. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're right. Rabbi Yossi always gives a more stringent interpretation of what is considered inu nefesh, as we discussed on previous Tafim. And you're right, he holds that he cannot be made for the neder when it's just from one item as a net, or one person as a net of inu nefesh. But Shmuel, who says that you could be mefer, which seemingly, as the Gemara assumes, that means a reference of even on the higher level of inu nefesh, which as we explained previously, inu nefesh is unilateral type of a hafara in contrast to dvarim shebeinoy lemeina. So, but Shmuel, he's going like the Rabbanan. And therefore, as the Gemara continues and says, because the Amar Avuna said that kuli pirkin Reb Yossi, the whole parak of Elul Nedarim, in the anonymous Mishnah is Reb Yossi. And therefore, my ein yochel hafer, what does Reb Yossi mean when he says in our Mishnah that this halacha that we discussed, that ein yochel hafer, even though she's taking neder totally from the storekeeper, which we said according to Shmuel, he could be made for as neder inu nefesh, because he's going like the Rabbanan who hold that it is considered neder inu nefesh and he would be able to be made for. But Reb Yossi, who argues and says that you can't be made for, that's mishum inu nefesh. That's only because he doesn't consider it as afflicting her soul, because it's just one person. Good, fine, I can go to a different store. Aval, but Reb Yossi would agree that meifer nedarim shebeinoy lebeina, that he could be meifered on the lower level category, because it is something that will affect their relationship, and therefore he could be meifered, even according to Reb Yossi. In that regards, it's just not like Shmuel in regards to having the hafara as the higher level hafara of neder of inu nefesh. Now, the Rambam points out a few points, and that is, why did the Gemara have to quote this statement of Rav Huna, which we have quoted before, that the whole parak is like Reb Yossi, but you don't need to, because this quote that we were asking from, we were continuously asking from our Mishnah, on the opinion, the interpretation of Reb Yossi to answer for Shmuel, which was the case of Chemini, which we ultimately asked on Shmuel from, and we said, you're right, that's not like him, but that's like Reb Yossi. The Mishnah itself ends over the words, Divri Reb Yossi. We know our Mishnah is told by Reb Yossi. So what do you need to say in regards to the rest of the parak? What relevance does that have? You could just say, the Mishnah says explicitly, it's Reb Yossi that said these things, and Shmuel's not going like Reb Yossi. So that the Ran says is because the Gemara was concerned that, you're right, but there is a similar question that could be asked from a later Mishnah on the coming Dav, on the Pei Gimel Mabez, where there the Mishnah says that if the woman says, taking a kainim, a neder, that I'm not going to be nenes labrius, I'm not going to have pleasure from the brius, that it says, einu yachal hafer, it cannot be mefer. Now, that's a Stam Mishnah, and it doesn't say Divrei Reb Yossi. So that would sound like, what do you mean, according to Shmuel, for sure, if it's one person, for sure, many people. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying over here, and preempting the question and saying, don't even bother asking. You ask from our Mishnah, that's Reb Yossi, that says. But don't even ask from the later Mishnah, which also would be difficult on Shmuel, because all the Mishnahs of our Perek are like Reb Yossi, and therefore you can't ask on Shmuel from there, because Shmuel is going like the Rabbanan, and not like Reb Yossi. And that's because Shmuel is going like the interpretation, which is things are more in the category of inu nefesh, which he includes even this of one person, in contrast to Reb Yossi, who doesn't have that many more, he has lesser in that category of inu nefesh, like this halacha of one chenbeni. Now another point Ran addresses is that why did it have to say this ending of umay inu yachal hafer? What does Rabbi Yosi mean in the Mishnah? That although he's arguing, let's say on Shmuel, because Shmuel's like Rabbanan, and you cannot be made for this neder of one storekeeper. Oh, that thing I'm going to explain is only because of he doesn't hold to the higher category of inu nefesh. But you could be made for because of Dvarm Shabbeinu Yilabeinu. I mean, the Imre Abishu would agree you could be made for that. But the problem is, to reconcile the halach of Shmuel, we didn't have to say this. All we had to say was, okay, don't ask for the Mishnah because like Rabbi Yosi. And Shmuel says like Rabbanan. Why are we going now and interpreting what is Rabbi Yosi's opinion in this halacha? So that the Ran says, no, the reason is because if Rabbi Yosi would hold that this halacha of taking a neder from one chenveni, from one storekeeper, the husband would not be able to be made for even on the lower category of Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeinah, then actually we would not be able to answer for Shmuel that he's like Drabbanon, that this would be considered in the higher category of neder of inu nefesh. And the reason is because like we find in the halacha of the Mishnah, where the Rabbanon say regarding if she takes a neder that I'm going to bathe, I'm not going to bathe, where according to Rabbanon that's considered a neder of inu nefesh, according to Rabbi Yosi, it can't be that extreme the machlekes. It can't be that they hold it's the highest level and he holds it's not as nothing at all. Therefore, as we explained previously, Rabbi Yosi actually holds that, you're right, it's not inu nefesh, as he argues in the Mishnah, but they are at least Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeinah. That's why the Gemara says over here that according to Rabbi Yosi, you're right, although he's arguing on this halach of chenveni, on the halach of Shmuel, because Shmuel is like Drabbanan, and he holds that it's not a neder of inu nefesh, but Rabbi Yosi would agree that it would be at least Dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeinah, and therefore now we could say that Drabbanan hold that it is the ability to be made for even on the higher level of inu nefesh, because or else it would be too polar opposites, it wouldn't be able to say such an extreme, so it has to be tiered one level apart. So that's why the Gemara had to say that, oh, don't worry, don't think Rabbi Yosi says it's nothing at all, because then you wouldn't be able to take the Rabbanan so high to say it's the other extreme of inu nefesh, maybe Beinoi Lebeinah, but Shmuel is saying it's neder of inu nefesh, says we have to say that even Rabbi Yosi agrees it's Beinoi Lebeinah, so that we could take one step up for the Rabbanan and say, oh, and therefore they could hold it's inu nefesh, which would be like the opinion of Shmuel. Now the Gemara continues with another halacha of Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Nadr mishteki karz. If a woman takes a neder from two loaves of bread, specifically when she takes it in one neder, she says, shteki karz elu alai. These two loaves of bread are forbidden to me. Now, however, ba'achas mes'ana, one of the loaves are an affliction of the soul, meaning it's refined bread. Ba'achas ein mes'ana, the other loaf of bread, it's not affliction of the soul, it's coarse bread. So on that, Shmuel says, since the husband could nullify the refined, the clean and good loaf of bread, he could nullify that because of inu nefesh. So too he could additionally be made for to the other loaf of bread, which does not cause it to be afflicted, because even though there's no inu nefesh, but since both of them are edible items, so therefore he could be made for even to the other loaf of bread with the concept of what's known as grara. Which is that since he's being mefer, now, and as the Ram points out, that what Shmuel is saying is even if you just do hafaras tam, he just says mufalechi, the neder that you took is nullified, the whole neder would be mufer. And therefore that would include even the other loaf of bread that is not causing her to be afflicted, which on its own would not give him the rights to be mefer. Now, but Rabbi Asi Amar B'yechon, he argues, he says no. Mefer l'misana, ve'ein mefer l'she'ein misana. No, you can nullify that which would cause inu, the refined bread, but not the nullification will not work for the coarse bread. And the reason being is because he does not hold this concept of grara, which literally means dragging. And therefore, even if he explicitly says, I want to be made for the afflicting bread and the non-afflicting bread, he's only going to be able to nullify the one which is causing affliction and not the other one. The other one will still be forbidden to her from her neder. Now he says that's the interpretation that the Ran says from his teachers, but he says he didn't see an explanation what is the understanding of this concept of Shmuel of grower. What do you mean grower? He can't be mefer if it's not inu nefesh. So on that the Ran explains as follows. Machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is actually based on a certain halacha. The pasuk says regarding this whole concept of hafara, it says ve'isha yifarena, that her husband can be made for her neder. Now the Gemara later on tells us in Pesayinim at Aleph that the husband has to be made for the whole neder. The reason being is because the word yifarena, he has to be made for it, sounds like in the singular, including the whole thing, that he has to be made for the whole thing. Therefore, if let's say he doesn't like only part of the nether, he wants to modify it. So then even actually what he's being made for is not going to be mufer, because as Aran explains over there, as we're going to see, that's the primary concept, that you have to be made for the whole entire nether. Therefore, the Ran says, that's what Shmuel was saying. He says, since her nether was from two loaves of bread, so that's essentially like one nether, which was inclusive of two loaves of bread. Now, therefore, he can't just be made for half of it, because like that halacha that we just said, it says yifurena. Now, therefore, since he has to be made for the nether, and he could be made for the nether of the loaf of bread that would cause her affliction, so I can have to have refined bread, he could do that because of inu nefesh. So that's why he also could be made for even to the other loaf of bread, which is not afflicting, because if you would say that he can't be made for, it would come out that even his hafara for the bread that is afflicting wouldn't work anything, because it has to be the whole nether. Now, since the Torah gives him permission to be made for a nether that has inu nefesh, so therefore by default you have to say that he could even be made for the loaf of bread that's not afflicting, because the afflicting without the afflicting, they're codependent on each other regarding creating hafar, because hafar has to be in the whole nether. Now, if you said that he can't be made for it to the non-afflicting, then that would then cause an inu nefesh, but he's allowed to nullify inu nefesh. And therefore Shmuel says, since we allow you to be made for the nether, and doing that has to include the whole nether, so you could do even for the parts that are not inu nefesh. Now, Rav Asi said in the name of Yechanan that no, he could only be made for it to the afflicting part, and he cannot nullify it to the non-afflicting part. And the reason being is because he holds. Yeah, you're right. Although there is this halacha that Yifurena, which sounds like that he could only be made for the whole nether, not parts of it. What that means to say is that he has to be made for the whole nether of what he could be made for. Because Yifurena of the Pasuk is only going, as the Pasuk indicates, on parts that are inu nefesh. Now, therefore, whatever he could be made for of the inu nefesh part, and he'll be made for all of that, so that's enough, that's satisfactory. That is considered, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Yifurena. And that's why Rabbi Yechanan says that he could only be made for to the part that's misana, but not to the part that's not misana. Now, the Ran forewarns a question from a halacha that we quoted previously, and we're going to see later on the Tzadim and Beis, that if according to Shmuel, Yifurena refers to the entirety of the nether, even to the parts that actually are not inu nefesh parts, because you have to be made for the whole entire thing, so then he asks a question from the Mishnah later on, the Tzadim and Beis, where if a woman says, Netula ani min Yehuda, I am taken, meaning I'm not allowed to have tashmish amita with any Jewish man. So the Mishnah says, you know what he does, the husband? Yafer chalkai, he just nullifies his part, meaning him as a person of having marital relations, having relations with her, he's just saying that I'm not in that nether anymore, and therefore he could have tashmish amita with her, but she'll still be forbidden to all the other Jewish men. That's what the halacha says over there. And that the Ran asks, why, according to Shmuel, you should say, the Torah says Yifurena, and if he's going to be able to be made for his chalak, so then he should also be able to be made for all the chalakim of all the Jewish men. Because if not, that doesn't work. The Nether included all Jewish men, and we said Yifurena, according to Shmuel, has to be totality, even parts that, let's say, you don't have rights on, but it doesn't make a difference, because you can't do parts, even if it's not in the inu nefesh category. So that the Ran explains that what you could say is that maybe Shmuel holds that Yifurena, that yes, although Yifurena says you have to get everything to be mufer and not part, but that's only in the category of inu nefesh, which that's where we said that if part of the nether even has inu nefesh, then you got to be made for everything, even the non-inu nefesh parts. But the Ran says we don't find this halacha of Yifurena by the lower category of dvarim shebeinoi lebeinah, things which are not afflicting our soul, but which cause a strain on their relationship. And he says, even the Mishnah later on, the Brisa that the Gemara brings, which is this category of Yifurena, that it has to be totality, is only brought in the Dharma of Inu Nefesh and not by things that are Dvar Mishra B'nai L'Bina. And that Mishnah over there is actually talking about a halacha of Dvar Mishra B'nai L'Bina. So there, maybe the halacha of Yifurena doesn't apply, and that's why he can be made for just his chalik and not everybody's chalik. And actually, the Ran says it makes sense to make this differentiation. The reason being is because the concept of by a neder of inu nefesh, the reason why he could be made for is because it's something that's harmful for her. It's afflicting her soul. Now, the Torah gave the rights to the husband to prevent this affliction that she's trying to cause to herself. Now, therefore, it would make sense that he wouldn't be limited to half of the neder, because there could be a circumstance when she's going to be taking a nether, and the whole thing's going to be afflicting. So therefore, because it's regarding her affliction, they allowed him, Yifurena, that he has to be made for the whole entire thing. But when it's Dvarim Shebeinai Lebeina, now the reason why the Torah says he can be made for things that affect the relationship is because it's bothering the husband, not her, it's not afflicting her soul. Therefore, the Ran says, yes, what bothers him, fine, that's what bothers him. And that he'll be made for. And what doesn't bother him, fine. So he'll just leave it as is. And therefore, it would make sense that Yifurena would only be a qualification by Inu Nefesh, but not by Dvarim Shebeinai Lebeina. And that's why it's not difficult, according to Shmuel, from that Mishnah later on. Now, but anyway, that's the machlikas we have in our Gemara between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how you define Yifurena. Is Yifurena everything, like Shmuel says, even the non-Inu Nefesh part? Or like Rabbi Yochanan said that, no, only for the Inu Nefesh part, you got to get every part of that, but the rest, like this pas kever, this non-Inu Nefesh type of bread, will not be mufer. Now, but Ikadam, that those that say this halacha that Rav Asi said in Rabbi Yochanan, not just that he had this tradition, but he actually asked it of him. Where Boyimine Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Asi asked from Rabbi Yochanan, Nadr Mishtei Kekara is, if she took a neder from two loaves of bread, Ba'achas Mesana, Ba'achas E Mesana, and one will cause her affliction, one not, Ma, what's halacha? Not a malay, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Asi, May for the Mesana, Ve'e May for the Shem Mesana, like we said before, the Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that it can only be made for that which caused affliction, and it cannot be made for that which does not cause affliction, and that's what the Gemara can continue with this discussion between Rav Asi asking Rabbi Yochanan regarding seemingly proofs that seem to contradict this concept of limiting his ability to be made for only to the parts that is Mesana, not to the parts that she's ain Mesana.